95 FM. Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Kelly Express Marts, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Glamour's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavator, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Steve Boyle and Brian Ames.
Maybe.
Yeah, that started out a little rough, but we're ready to go here. Getting started a little late due to some severe weather moving through the area. So wisely, Melissa here at Harper Creek High School said, we'll push things back. Michigan Center only able to arrive maybe 10, 12 minutes ago.
Yeah, they got here when there's a half hour left on the clock. So that's a little, throws off the little routine.
For sure. So that being said, we're happy to be here, Brian, and excited for this matchup. They may already be underway over there at Napoleon with Grass Lake and Lumen Christi squaring off, but this game doesn't take second fiddle to any great games in the area because this is a tremendous matchup between the Michigan Center girls and the Western Panthers, and you and I both kind of trying to handicap this have both gone a little bit back and forth on who's the favorite and what the game's going to look like, and there's a lot of variables to this one, and we'll talk about those a little bit here during the pregame. Michigan Center got a win on Wednesday, beating Marshall and punching their ticket here. 64-44 was the final in that one. And Michigan Center never looked like they were at risk. That was a game where they came out, played crisp. They looked sharp. Their best players played their best, and everybody got a few minutes, so it was nice to see Michigan Center kind of take a game where we expected it to maybe be kind of close. And Michigan Center, no, they stated their presence with authority and got themselves a certified spot into this championship game. Meanwhile, the same thing for Western, a 40-point victory, 66-24. But that was a game where we felt like Western started out a little bit slow, but just never relented, and little by little they just kept piling up points against a team that they had beaten by 40-plus before. So we couldn't reap from that game as to what this game's going to look like, but we at least got to see everybody play, and we know the players are good.
Yeah, we talked about several different scenarios. You mentioned the weather and the handicap. I can put those together and just say it's cloudy with a chance of great game tonight, Steve, because I think this is this. You talked about the Grass Lake Lumen game, and I'm sure that's sold out. And, you know, a lot of people in Jackson, just a shorter drive, are going to want to go see that. But I am super excited to be here tonight, and that's not just because we are ex-Center grads.
Well, I'll say I do want to divulge that. Full disclosure, I'm a Center grad, you're a Center grad, you work there, retired from there. My daughter graduated from Western. I have split allegiance here, so I feel like I can ride the fence. Whoever wins, I'll be happy. There's no question about that. We just want to call out this game, and I think we're both fans of just good basketball, and we're going to get a lot of that tonight from some very good stars. We talk about Michigan Center to start. McKinley Gaddy, Mayrice View, they've been the scoring leaders all year, throwing Kara Straub there, and that trio is pretty much the center of what they do well. Then you go over to Western, and we go with the seniors in a duo in Raya Hitt and Aubrey Allen, a couple of people who are record setters at Western High School. But we feel like, oh, that's a given. Those players are given. Who else contributes, and that may be the exact factor that makes a difference.
Yeah, that's one of the things we talked about off air, Steve, is Becca Brushhaber, Lola Beardner, Callie Spritzer, Tegan Dean. Like, are those four going to be better than the Carson Smith, Ella Best, Reese Wright, Mackenzie Wither? You know, that might be – the stars are going to be stars, we think. What side role players are going to maybe put in 10 points today or just not turn the ball over, get some key rebounds? You know, that might be the difference in this game tonight, because we're splitting hairs when we're deciding who's going to win this tonight.
Yeah, and I guess that's maybe a little true with every good team. is they're going to have a supporting cast, and we call it that, but no, you know, no team is good without five players or eight players that are going to be able to come out and give you quality minutes. They wouldn't be here playing for a trophy and looking to move on to the tournament with both of these teams a chance to go to the next round and beyond. They got a really tough matchup here kind of out of the gate in game one. Of course, last year, these two matched up in the semifinal in the district, a game that Western won 54-41, ultimately went on to lose to Chelsea in the final. Chelsea happened to be in a different district. They may be looming on the other side of this game, but nobody's looking past this matchup. Great to hear the coaches kind of had the same opinion as us. Game plans are, we won't divulge all that right away, but throughout the course of the game, it'll become noticeable. But yeah, excited about this game, Ryan.
Yeah, this we're 13:30 away, and I can hardly wait.
Yeah, and it, again, pushed back to some severe weather. Both teams were kind of encouraged to hold still while that weather kind of came through. And I was fortunate. I actually felt like I got out of the office late, and I was going to be kind of dragging when I got here. I was going to be 10, 15 minutes behind where I'd like to be. But I think that 10 or 15 minutes let me avoid that severe weather on the road entirely. And I actually had pretty smooth sailing, you know, low 60s and a little bit of sunshine on I-94.
Well, you are lucky because the AD here at Harper Creek showed me the video. That tornado was a monster.
Yeah.
It was about 20 minutes from here, and I know it ripped through a Menards. It did some damage, so I'm just glad everybody here is safe now.
Yeah, we hope that's true everywhere else as well. We're rolling up to the start. We got some great sponsors on top of the names you heard there during the opener. How about Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, Wilby Transmix, Kelly Express Mart, of course, our pregame sponsor, Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Gym Winter Auto Group, King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Josh's Dumpsters, Western Schools are our first quarter sponsor. Top Line Apparel in the second and fourth quarters. Northwest Community Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool. You don't get all those sponsors unless you got a great game like this, and boy, it's going to be fun.
I think Western maybe made a mistake. They should have been the fourth quarter sponsor, although they want to get off to a good start, so maybe that's what they're thinking.
Well, they know that the anticipation will be there early. What happens after that is anybody's guess, although I think we're in for one that's not decided until much, much later in this tilt. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups, taking closer to tip-off. The Michigan Center Cardinals, the Western Panthers, District Championship Basketball at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. And, Brian, I think we're ready to check out these starting lineups for the game.
Well, all right. Let's start with the Western Panthers, Steve. And start for Western tonight is going to be number two, Callie Spitzer, the freshman. Sophomore, number five, Lola Birdner. One of the seniors, Becca Brushhaber, wearing number 11. Number 23, Rhea Hitt, also a senior. And 24, Aubrey Allen, finishing out as a senior.
Yeah, we like when we see a few seniors on that on the roster, and that tends to happen a lot when we see really good teams. And it's really good when you can see a few seniors, but with some sophomores and freshmen influence on the starting lineup and on the game, because, you know, the program is going to have, you know, going to have a good base to continue and be competitive. And you mentioned Spitzer on the starting lineup as a freshman. We'll see some Tegan Dean a little later on, another freshman playing minutes for those guys. And junior Shelby Smith, I think we saw. And I expect they go a little bit deep into the bench at times during the game today.
And I think Tegan Dean would be probably considered their sixth man, and she really impressed us. So
yeah,
that's two freshmen and a sophomore giving valuable minutes to this Panther squad.
And Dean had pretty good length, so
yeah,
she could play a number of different positions and come out and help out. Meanwhile, for Michigan Center, who's starting for them?
All right, well, I'm naming some heights tonight because I have them for Michigan Center, but the 5'7" junior McKinley Gaddy, 5'5" sophomore Carson Smith, Ella Best, the senior, checking in at 5'10", Kara Straub, 6'1" senior, and she's all of 6'1", I promise, and Mayre Eastview, 5'7" sophomore.
Yeah, and so, again, we see kind of the same thing, a little bit of senior influence in the lineup, but some youth for the Cardinals as well, and that's another program that's going to remain intact, and their JV team is pretty talented too. And we got JV call-up Katie Wynn, who we might see get some minutes and be part of the game plan. I think she was kind of the leader on the JV, and so the call-up makes sense, and it's nice when you see somebody get that call-up and actually get to contribute in maybe a big game like this. Cardinals will go a couple players deep too, and we'll look forward to seeing that Mackenzie Withers is somebody comes off. A little bit, and Reese Wright we saw on Wednesday as well.
And the Leah Moore gave them some good minutes. And those three, sophomore.
Yeah.
So these two teams might not be done seeing one another.
Right.
I don't know if this is how we say rivalries develop, but this could be district finals for a few years to come.
Yeah, and you kind of get Michigan Center bumping up and down between Division II, Division III, but if they stay firmly in Division II, yeah, there's no reason why these two teams won't meet for quite a while and start calling it a rivalry. It ain't that far between the two schools, and you know, it's been fun. And once it only takes a couple of years for these players to remember winning or losing against those opponents and frequently seeing them. And you know, that's not unusual for them to end up with maybe a regular season matchup too. We saw the boys play this year. So this could really be a growing thing, and that's fun because rivalries make basketball tournament, basketball especially, extra fun.
Western even has a little Cardinal flavor on their bench. Alize Tripp, former Cardinal basketball hooper, on the Western bench now. I saw her before the game. I asked her if she had a Michigan Center shirt underneath just in case. And she said, nope, she's 100% in now.
Oh, she's all in on the Western Panthers.
Which
is
good. You have to be. Yep.
Well, and as I mentioned, yeah, my daughter graduated from Western. I'm a Michigan Center grad. I got friends in both communities, and they really are great communities. Although I'm trying to remember, is there a place in Jackson County that I wouldn't say that about? And there's not, because I feel that way about the county entirely. And this is a great time when you get to see it, the people making the trip, inclement weather and everything there is, and here they are trying to fill up the stands at Battle Creek Harbor Creek High School. Sold out game out at Napoleon. Trying to see if we could get some score updates from the Concord game tonight. They're in action. Columbia Central playing tonight still. So a lot of area teams still in action from Jackson and likely moving on. Matter of fact, that's a likely matchup for whoever wins out at Napoleon is Columbia Central in the regional semifinals. Winner here moves on to play a winner of a game between Chelsea and Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard. So, you know, this is it doesn't get easier after this, and this is certainly not easier for either of these teams. That's why we think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, you know, even on a personal level, this one, I talked about Alize Tripp coaching. Dawn hit Rhea's mom on the bench, too, and I got a chance to talk to her as well. And, you know, not even just as a coach, but as a mom, she said she did not sleep well last night. And, you know, just thinking about all the possibilities, and it's just, you know, when basketball is your life, and some people will think, well, that's foolish, it's just sport, but it's what's important to you. So for Rhea, who's known nothing but basketball for the last 9-10 years,
right,
like, this is an important thing in her life, and also for the parents. So Don hit over there, not just coaching his coach, but, you know, as mom, you don't want to see this be your daughter's last game. And it's those types of things of why we, one more reason why we love high school basketball and high school athletics in general.
Yeah, you know, and now I'm going to get a little existential, but, like, you know, you say, well, it's just a sport, it's just a game, however you want to say it, but it's, you develop that ability to commit to something, to concentrate on something, to make, you know, to find things that matter to you, to deal with winning and losing, and really just microcosm of things that you can have to do and be successful in life anyway, and learning to overcome losses, learning to deal with winning with integrity, all those things. So I love it for that purpose. There's what it means that it's going to be a part of something that turns these young ladies into mothers or lawyers or politicians or whatever they decide to do. They'll be better at it because they cared about playing ball and what it took to do, you know, 32 minutes of great hoops.
And you hear so many pro athletes now, because of all the sports psychology that's out there, to piggyback on what you're saying, it's all about the process, you know.
Yeah.
It's not so much the winning and losing, but you're in the process of what did you do to prepare yourself, and that's life, right?
It is.
We're getting deep. This is a deep broadcast tonight, which sometimes doesn't turn out that way, but just to prove our depths.
We promise we'll get much shallower later. We do have an update. After one quarter, Lumen leads Grass Lake 15-11. So there you go, out of Napoleon. We'll tip it off here in just a little while. Our game coverage brought to you by the pregame for Kelly Express Mart's coming up in the first quarter. Be Western Schools. Thanks to so many people, though. Jackson College, Form Energy Drink, Screaming Freedom flavor tonight, which we have discovered is lemon, blueberry, and cherry flavors all combined.
Can't go wrong with those.
Tastes like America, red, white, and blue on it. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. And when we come back, it's tip-off time. The Michigan Center Cardinals, the Western Panthers, here at WKHM, online around the world at WKHM.com.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, aka Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor, I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame, get the starting lineups introduced on the floor. We'll note for Michigan center, McKinley Gaddy, her dad, former boys basketball coach here for a long time, Michigan center. Mary's View, her dad, the current coach here for the girls team, and Mackenzie Withers. Father out, part of the staff. And then you said there's another
Reese
one.
Wright?
Yeah,
Reese her
Wright.
Dad, Nick. Yeah, so apologies if you happen to say, well, what will Coach Gaddy do? Because
do
you called
a lot
of Michigan Center games where Coach Gaddy, and you see him over there.
And McKinley Gaddy, I'm saying her name a dozen times on a possession. So
it's easy to make that mistake. I am excusing you once.
A mental.
You get one.
Well, I get one.
You get one. After that, I'm slapping you.
Tell me when you first notice. I like it right away. We got a good matchup. Even on the tip, where Aubrey Allen and Kara Straub are both kind of similar height and length.
How about two people already on Ray? A hit.
There's one back to Spitzer, and Western gets the ball to start.
It's like Carson Smith's going to get the job of shadowing Rhea.
They're doubling right out of the gate, too. With, like, McKinley Gaddy kind of coming. They quadruple team for a moment. Hit dribbles out of it to Allen on the wing. Catches, fires three. Up a little long. Rebounded by Best. Cardinals get away with no bucket there. Now a drive right down the lane. Gaddy goes right to the bucket and scoops and scores. McKinley Gaddy with a bucket. 2-0 Cardinals.
That was too easy.
Too easy, yeah.
Noah Brandner needs to get on that right side. You can't just give that straight right.
Spitzer looks to drive. Chased by Vuce. Picks it up. Backs it out. Coming across is Brandner to the elbow. Backs it out. Mishandled by Brushhaber. She goes to the wing and throws it away.
You know, talking to Western's coaching staff, they did say the bugaboo is sometimes they can turn the ball over. And this Cardinal team isn't the team that you want to have that be an issue with, because they'll get after you.
And those turnovers a lot of times just become points. View brings it up now for the Cardinals. Picked up by a hit. View real patient here as we get down to the 7-minute mark in the first quarter. 2-0 Michigan Center. View looking for a screener into the corner for Gaddy. Gaddy, excuse me, the spacing was bad because Best was over there. So whatever they were looking to do won't be able to happen. They get it back out to View, driving, gets a screen. Starts to pull up, now drops it down to Straub, turns and fires. Too strong off the window. Lacking for touch there. It was a good offensive play, just a miss. Rebound the other way. Spitzer scoops it to Allen, spots up for three from the top. That one comes off. She's not going to miss a ton of those. And those are two. That's a good look. A little quick in the possession. Now Straub steps back. Three. Fires. No. Long rebound. Good box out and rebound by Brushhaber. Allen throws that outlet pass like we saw her do. Hit. Makes a move to the basket. Gets a swipe and scores it, and a chance at a three-point play for Rhea Hitt. Allen is an outlet machine down there when she gets those boards and found Hitt on the run. One-on-one. She took it to the basket. Got the bucket and the harm.
You know, Mayreese views one of those players that's too important to get in foul trouble, and that one you might not want to do the little reach.
Just play with your feet, and as expected, Hitt makes the free throw from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Our first quarter brought to you by Western Community Schools. McKinley Gaddy's got it near the Beaver logo, moves over to the left side into the corner for View. View dribbles out to the wing, looks to spot up, and then we're going to get a foul call. And they're going to give it to the Cardinals. All I saw was...
Wait, no, I think they went Rhea Hitt trying to fight through a screen.
Pointed the wrong way because it looked like Carson Smith got knocked down on a screen, and I thought it'd be weird for her to have committed the foul and get knocked down. 6:01 to play, 3-2 Western leads. Cardinal ball from the baseline. Kinley Gaddy into View, comes and grabs it, misses the shot, rebounded by Allen. All-time leader in that department at Western Schools. Hit in transition, getting down deep, and forced it away. And we got an offensive foul, and that's two on Rhea Hitt really quick right there.
And we interviewed McKinley Gaddy Wednesday night, and she talked about taking charges. And we said she's maybe the best person, boy or girl, in the area doing so. And great example right there. Two early fouls on Rhea Hitt.
She'll go to the bench. And I'll tell you what, there were three Cardinals players there. That really was a moment where Hitt probably needs to do something maybe to back that out. Gaddy's got it now for the Cardinals. Still trailing 3-2. She gets a screen by Straub. Straub pops. She doesn't go there. She goes baseline. Up and tap. Gaddy left it short. Rebounded by Allen. She gets it out. Spitzer running in transition. Splits the D. We're going to reach. And
oh, boy.
Is that Carson Smith?
That's going to be two on Mary's View, I think.
That is. So two leading scorers for both teams. Now with two fouls early, and we'll get a substitution. So that, if you're checking the chessboard, both teams gave up a pawn there. You know, maybe gave up your queen here at least for a few minutes.
You're right.
Trying to think of the right analogy, but...
Well, it's at least a queen.
Withers comes in to replace View off the screen. Allen dribbles down to the baseline. Double team, skips it across. Dean in for Hitt, backs it off to Spitzer. Spitzer looks to take off left hand. Scoops with the left hand and got it to go. Wow. What a tough shot. High glass and it goes. And it's 5-2 Western.
The high glass lefty scoop.
Gaddy gets a step, goes down, goes up, has to go up high with Allen back there. Allen rebounds, gives it out to run with Spitzer. She turns on the afterburners, gets into traffic and forces up the shot. Missed it, but gets the foul. And I think that might be best. No.
Maybe Reese Wright, I think.
Yep. We get Wright on the foul. 5-2 lead for Western, and free throws for the Panthers again here. Two of them for Spitzer at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
So center, as we said, kind of has almost what we'd call like the big three, whereas Western is kind of more of a 1-2 punch. So losing those both to foul trouble, maybe a little more penal to Western. I feel like Western is probably just hoping, hang on this first half. Whereas Michigan Center might be thinking, let's make some hay.
And as it feels like Michigan Center's played very well, they're trailing by five after a couple makes by Spitzer. So 7-2 Panthers. Michigan Center's gotten good looks. They're just not going in. Best now in the corner. Pressure gets it away. And maybe a little too nervy on that pass out to Bright. And then we get a timeout for Coach View for the Cardinals. 7-2 Western. They get the ball back. 30-second break. We'll take 30 seconds for the broadcast on WKHM.
30-second timeout, Cardinals. My name is Joel Cook, and I'm the principal at East Jackson Secondary School. The school of choice window is currently open, and if you're looking for a school with beautiful facilities and even better people, look east. If you love sports and want ample opportunities to play right away, look east. If you want your student to spend less time staring at a phone or computer screen and more time engaging in hands-on learning and relationship-driven classrooms, look east. East Jackson Community Schools are on the rise, and we want you to be part of the change. Stop by or find us at eastjacksonschools.org.
High School Basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Spitzer over the timeline for the Panthers. See what the timeout brought for Coach View. They skip it across to Berner. Down to the block for Allen. Out of a triple team. Backs out to Spitzer. Open for three. No. Halfway down.
I was thinking two-thirds down.
Yeah. That should almost have to count. Withers. Mackenzie Withers takes a couple dribbles, pulls up, and hits.
That was a nice little move.
Yeah. They get it down to Allen on the block. She goes across the lane, lefty jump hook. And you didn't notice Straub is out.
Yeah, I don't think she'll be out long.
It's a baseline move for Smith, trying to pass to Gaddy in the lane. Loose ball, grabbed by Allen, and that outlet pass, and Dean can't quite grab it. That was a tremendous pass. I thought Dean was going to casually grab that and scoop a layup in.
Yeah, we made the Wes Unseld reference last Wednesday, and there again, and that's obviously part of their game plan. If she gets it, you release, and she'll hit you. That was a nice pass, I think. Dean probably should have come up with that.
Yep. She's ready to defend as Gaddy brings over the timeline for the Cardinals. 9-4 the score. 3:42 to play first quarter. Gaddy into the corner. Right spots up for three. It goes long. Rebound battle, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch. Cardinals.
Panthers came out a little 1-3-1. We hadn't seen that.
No.
That looked right like that went off the Panther hand there.
I thought so, too, right in front of the bench. So they had a cheering section over there to get it, but maybe that official playing to the crowd. Aubrey Allen makes a move to the baseline, skips it across. Brushaber backs it to the top for Dean. Dean goes off the dribble and loses it. Just quick dribble move, went off her hand and out of bounds.
Steve, I know we're 5 minutes into this, but still it looks kind of nervy out there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Still just not clean passes or crisp catches.
3:08 to play first quarter. Left side, Carson Smith. Pump fakes, drives into the corner. There's a pump for Withers and called for the travel. That high school pump fake takeoff travel that gets called all the time. Hey, our update from Napoleon, by the way. Lumen leads at 24-17 midway through the second quarter.
And even though up five, Ray, a hit coming back. If I'm Cardinals, I'm going at her no matter who she's guarding.
Yep, she cuts across the lane, back cuts, pump fakes, and goes reverse layup. Missed it, tapped out of bounds. They're going to call it off of Aubrey Allen and the Western Panthers. Cardinal ball.
And hit, missed that little layup. If you're Western, you had to be holding your breath because she was going up for that rebound. You don't want number three be a cheapie over the back or something.
2:45 to play. We're still in the first quarter, 9-4 the score. Going to zone, Western, and pass just high enough to get over Hitt's hands. Missed by Gaddy, but rebounded by Wright, and her shot blocked out of bounds by Allen. Cardinal ball.
Steve, we're just going to have to call it like we see it. That's Michigan Center's like third or fourth air ball. Just badly missed shot. I don't know if that's nerves or...
Yeah, I think they do need to get a little patient here on the offensive end and move it around a little bit. We say that all the time. There's a nice move by Wright to get in the lane. Missed the shot. Maybe she's vying for it to be that fourth piece for the Cardinals. Spitzer brings it up, sets up on the wing, has to back it out to Brushaber. Brushaber drives, gives it away to Spitzer. Spitzer into the lane. Right wing, Dean spots up, triple short, and bounces up over the glass and sticks. Not often you get that ball to stop on top of the backboard.
All right, I'm setting the over-under at 3 on how many tosses with the ball is it going to take to get that down.
All right.
You take an over-under.
And it took a long time for anybody to react, too. Shout out to our athletic director here.
Tough spot for the official. He's the one that has to. He got all these eyes on you. Let's see if he can do it. There's toss one. That was way
off. That almost went in the basket.
Yeah. Somebody needs to do better.
Melissa's got it. Oh, there's.
Oh, two.
Two.
AD's. And he got the friendly roll. He got the under, and after that first attempt.
I know. A lot of people took the over after that first one. He had to switch techniques. He really fired it up there. Looked like an Aubrey Allen outlet pass. 2:07 to play, 9-4. Cardinals trail. Marys View back onto the floor with two fouls. Left side for Gaddy. drops it down to Straub. Back out to Gaddy, spots up for three. That's a better shot, inside out. Gaddy open at the top, 9-7, cuts the lead to 2-2 to play first quarter.
It's amazing how much more often those go in when the ball moves side to side a little bit.
Spitzer getting a screen at the top by Allen. Drops it off for Redovich. She gives it to Burdner, a little weave. Now pump fake Dean into the free throw line area. Redovich down to Aubrey Allen on the block. Passes out. Burdner drives. Nice little body move by Burdner, and good concentration to finish off the window. 11-7. Passing down to View. She has to save it, though. Bad catch, and now they turn it over back to Western, leading by four with 1:15 to play first quarter. Change of pace, dribble for Spitzer. Dribbles in, pops out to Redovich. She's going to get caught for that travel. Set the feet up, and then took a little extra hop.
Tell you, Steve, we talked about who's that extra person going to be. Callie Spitzer right now playing great. Lola Burdner is a player I was really impressed with on Wednesday. Just her athletic ability, the way she plays D. And you can tell she's strong and she's not afraid.
Kind of like mistake-free when I'm thinking back. I go, I can't remember a mistake she made.
Yeah, good-looking sophomore.
There's a great individual effort. Ray Hitt gets up in the passing lane and steals one away. McKinley Gaddy getting down there ready to take a charge if she gets a chance. Passes out to Spitzer for three. Long rebound and it's bounced out, and Brushhaber gets it. She drives in, backs up to Allen. Now back cut to Hitt. Cross the lane, wide open, Brushhaber, and got it. Nice offense there by the Panthers on that second chance. 13-7 with 37 on the clock. Gaddy's going to hold it down for one possession to end the quarter. And again, that spacing in the corner. Two people there in the same spot. Carson Smith loses her footing, able to get it to Gaddy. Spots up for three, long. Rebound goes off Straub's hands, and Smith will keep it on this end of the floor for the Cardinals. 20 seconds to view. Smith backs it out to Gaddy. Gaddy skips in the corner for View. Spots up, has it partially blocked, and got it on the arm, and that'll be three free throws for Mayrie's View. 10.3 seconds, and Coach Gaddy, or excuse me, Coach View, there's the one. Coach View calling him over. And I was looking right at Greg that time. I still did it.
View probably pretty fortunate to get that call right there. Although Spitzer, you know, if you're going to contest, just put it up there. Don't swipe. I think that swipe cost her.
Yeah, because there wasn't a lot of contact. And maybe the Western, I'm waiting for the Western student section to say ball don't lie. 13-7, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Open for Biz for one of their early opportunities here in the game. 10.3 seconds to play first quarter. View gets the second one to fall. That's her first point, right?
It is.
She hasn't even really had a good look at it, and that's been a tribute to the Western defense, really focusing on her. Third shot is good. And now we will get a timeout. And 30-second timeout. Let's take 30 seconds. Back to the final 10.3 when we come back on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final 10.3, nothing really happened. Western got the ball and missed a shot. 13-9 at the end of one. 60-second commercial break, and we'll be back with the second quarter on WKHM.
Need metal?
Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second quarter underway. Gaddy at the top, high post for Straub, swings into the corner. Carson Smith catches, shoots. There's another one too strong. I don't know if we can blame nerves, but that was a good open look. Cardinals came out prepared for the zone and just missed. Spitzer's got it now for the Panthers. Goes right side for Dean. On the wing, into the corner. Brushaber skips it across. Burdner spots up for three. That's going to go short. And she missed everything. And Brushaber attempts to save. Can't do it. Cardinal ball.
Boy, if the student sections are dying to yell air ball when someone touches it, they have a lot of ammunition right now.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, they've been pretty staid, both student sections. Gaddy over the timeline now. Goes to the high post again for Straub. Back to Gaddy. Swings it around right, ready to spot up this time. And she gets it off the rim. Hit the rim. That is a low bar, but Spitzer up the sideline now for Western. Kind of a one-and-done trip for both teams is to begin the second quarter. Spitzer working around the perimeter. Now drives in the elbow, backs it out. Brushaver catches. She'll go off the rim. Rebound battle. Couple times. Allen looked like she had it. Smith comes in to take it away. Up the floor for the Cardinals. Shares it with Best on the wing. Backs it out to Gaddy, swings it to the top for Wright. Wright almost loses it. Back to Gaddy, high post drop, turns and faces, fires the shot, and misses. That's a good look. I'm glad she turned and looked at least because she was open. Back the other way, Western. Spitzer drives into traffic, backs it out. Open look for Dean for three, goes off backboard. Gaddy rebounds, and she'll turn it up the floor. Transition finds Wright running the floor. Wright grabs it, splits the D, forces it up, gets a foul, and that'll be free throws for Right.
Pretty fortunate there. I know the Western fans behind us wanted to travel, and I would agree with them. But instead, Wright getting a chance to go to the line. Maybe see that ball go through. Reese Wright's going to get some open looks against this zone. Mm-hmm. She's going to have to knock it down. I thought she did make a little adjustment after a couple deep shots.
Yep. And that free throw goes offside rim. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line for Reese Wright. We're going to get our first minutes for Moore for the Cardinals. And Rhea hit back onto the floor. It looks like Carson Smith's already guarding her as her teammate shoots free throw from the Aspen one-hour heating air conditioning free throw line. There's one that goes through for Wright. Nothing but net. 13-10. Cardinals keeping it close here. 6:25. Brushaber. Both teams came out ice cold here in the second quarter shooting. Tried to go down to Allen on the block. Back cut. Give and go. Brushaver gets in deep. That left hand no good. Rebounded by the Cardinals and back the other way. Left side. Bass spots up. Caught and went for three. Reese hit. Araya hit. Excuse me. Blocks that. Smith saves it, but it goes right to Araya hit and a fast break for the Panthers. Moore steps up on hit. She gets in. Loses on the way up, but they're going to get some contact and send Araya hit to the free throw line.
Boy, and Araya hit with that block on that jumper with two fouls. That's something you have to be careful about. Well, they got that on the floor. Yeah, I think Coach View kind of talked him into that.
Calling on the floor, Redovich is going to come in. I had that back-to-back concerns late in that Michigan game last night where they counted Iowa shot and then took one away from Yaxel Lendeborg. Inbound goes to Redovich, swings around top for hit. She looks at the three, won't take. Now does. Gave her enough time. That went offside rim. Long rebound. Redovich is going to chase it in the corner. Saves it. Knocked away by Reese Wright. But it'll stay Western ball there. Sideline inbound for us. Down near the corner, it'll be Brushaber to pass it in. And they are kind of two people, one covering and one shadowing Ray a hit. Backs it out. There's a drive for Burdner. Gets in behind the backboard. Swings it into the corner and right through Brushhaber's legs.
Burdner and Brushhaber talking. That one was more on the pass, I got to believe. That was right at Brushhaber's feet.
There's some substitutions. Dean, Spitzer, Allen, Brushhaber, and Hitt in the game now. So 5:35 to play first half, 13-10.
Both teams' stars with two fouls, both in the game. And
View able to come into the corner. They did good job by Brushhaber to go find her. Looked like View might end up having a chance to spot up. She gives it up to Moore. Swatted away by Dean, and it's loose. They chase it down. Bounces off the front of our table, and that'll be Western ball. Good aggressive D by the Panthers. Hey, update from Napoleon. Lumen Christie leads at 32-29 at the half. Staying close there.
2 3-point games at the games of the evening.
13-10 here. Spitzer going to the right wing down to the baseline for Allen. Turns, looks, skips it across. Dean makes a move to the basket. Runner scoops it up and under. That felt like that needed to be a jump hook instead of a scoop. She throws it up over the backboard and back to the Cardinals.
I tell you, I'm a big fan of Aubrey Allen's passing abilities. It's kind of jokerish.
Yeah. She's, you know, the height allows her to kind of see the floor better, especially from down on that block or from the baseline. She makes the right play a lot. Carson Smith making an offensive move, kind of lost it on the gather, gives it back to Western, hit running the break. And tries to float one from the elbow. Kind of coaxed them into fouling there, and she'll get free throws. That, I don't always like that play, but I can't argue with the call either.
Boy, I'm going to give Ray a hit some credit because I think normally she'd take that hard to the basket, but she recognizes Gaddy down there. She knows Gaddy's willing and able to take a charge.
Hit from the free throw line for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning hits. 4:46 to go first half, 14-10. Kara Straw back onto the floor for Ella Best. Smith, View, Straub, Moore, and Gaddy for the Cardinals. Redovich, Brushhaber, Hitt, Allen, and Spitzer for the Panthers. 4:46 on the clock. Second free throw comes off the heel long. Good box out by Moore on the shooter to get that long rebound. Gives it up to Gaddy in transition. Right wing to the top. And Smith sets up. Missed it. They're getting closer for the Cardinals. That one hit off the rim, but rebounded by the Panthers. And look at Spitzer in transition. Drives it down. Backs out. Redovich takes a step back triple. Rebound goes right to Brushhaber. Oh! Brushhaber and Allen battling one another for that rebound, and neither one gets it. It goes out of bounds. It goes back to the Cardinals.
Brushhaber clearly fouled on that shot. Unfortunately, it was by her own teammate.
Gaddy over the timeline. Her Cardinals trail by 4, 14-10, 4-19. Carson Smith on the wing. View coming through on a screen, open in the corner for three. No. That's a good look for View. We hit. She hasn't had a lot of those. Spitzer, transition. Like Spitzer gave that little glimpse to see who was coming with her. It wasn't anybody. Hitt gets a back cut into the lane, scoops it out to Redovich. Left wing now, Brushhaber. Drives in. Gaddy goes down. Both players to the floor. Redovich blocked by Smith, but called for a foul. We said it on the other end, I think, and I'll call it there, too. These officials do seem to be on the default if they swing their arm, because that looked like a good block to me.
Steve, these are two good teams going at it with, we're talking ice-cold shooting right now. It reminds me of the Woody Harrelson line of, let's just gather up all these bricks and build them. Because there are a lot of ugly-looking shots going up. Yeah. And clean looks, just
I'll say,
bad
and
misses.
And ugly the result. Not, I'm not talking form, I'm not talking anything, just the way it's missing.
No, exactly. And that's what I'm talking about. Just the misses have been poor.
The good news is for Western that they've been better at the stripe. And now lead 15-10. Redovich hits her first one for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Gets them both. Make it a 6-point lead now. 16-10 after a successful trip. And they'll pull Ray a hit out of the game with two fouls. You still on the floor.
Talked about them from the stripe. 6-for-6 as a team. So no shooting woes from the stripe.
They are not. Ray a hit missed one. Saw it myself. Right on the wing, get up to the top. They find Gaddy on a three-point try. Missed. Reese Wright with a rebound. She goes high glass. Missed. Now Burdner takes it, running the transition. It's two on two. She gives it up to Spitzer. Gets a step down the baseline. Loses her footing, able to save it. Back out to Burdner. Now to the top for Brushhaber. Back to Burdner, left wing. Look at Allen directing traffic into the corner for Spitzer. She skips it across. Redovich out. Brushhaver thought about the three. Now drives on the run. Too strong. Allen able to bat that one to herself. Then the lefty drop, pivot, move, and gets the layup. 3 minutes to go. 18-10. That's got to be the largest lead of the game for Western. Gaddy dribbles into the elbow. Gets an open look, but misses and rebounded again. Western, and they look to run. Spitzer pushing tempo as usual. Stops at the elbow. Backs out to Allen. Allen skips into the corner for Burdner. Pass a little high. She catches, though. Brushhaver on the wing. Backs out to Spitzer. Goes over to the big B on the Harper Creek Beaver logo. Now gets a screen for Allen. Gets a step. Goes with the left hand. Too short. Rebounded Gaddy. Cardinals up the floor now. Gaddy right up the middle. Drops it off. Bounce pass to View. Catches. Step sideways. Jumper goes. Mayreese View. So the Cardinals can make a jump shot. 2:22 to play in the first half. 18-12.
Cardinals needed that desperately.
Trailing here, but on the defense, Spitzer. Moving pass to the left side. Goes to Allen. Double teamed there. Allen goes back to the basket. Now goes to that left hand. Step over move. Too strong. And that's almost knocked away, but rebounded by Withers. Gaddy back the other way for the Cardinals. Can they make it two in a row? View thought about the three. Goes to Gaddy at the top. She will take wide open. And that goes bottom of the net. 18-15. We're back to a three-point game with under two to play and a timeout for the Panther bench. That'll be a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. 18-15 Western leads on WKHM.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and 1:43 to play first half, 18-15 Western. We'll see what they did out of the timeout. Ray, a hit back onto the floor. And look at it, Reese Wright guarding her. Redovich out to Burdner. Gets the screen at the top, now drives. Switch foot, and gets that floater to fall. Back the other way for the Cardinals. Right side for Straub. Straub on the wing, skips it to the top for Gaddy. Gaddy right side for Reese Wright. And they're in that zone. Gaddy left side, she'll take a three. They give her some space, she gets it. Straub and Allen battling there. Allen comes away with the better of it on that one. Spitzer finding Redovich in transition. Knocked away, good steal, Gaddy. Gaddy turns it the other way for the Cardinals. Right in the middle of the floor, runs the break so well. Right side, Carson Smith sets up, misses the three. Long rebound, it goes to hit. And Ray Hitt will slow it down a little bit. 53 seconds in the half, 20-15.
Boy, Gaddy's made a pair of threes. Other than that, the Cardinals have to be 0 for 20.
Another miss and a rebound for Michigan Center. 40 seconds, 20-15 they trail.
That was Rhea Hitt with a deep three on that one.
Into the corner for Wright. She looked at that three, backs it back out to Gaddy. Gaddy goes back to Wright, steps back for three. No, long rebound off the heel and tapped by Best, but right to Spitzer. Spitzer got Burdner up the right side, stops, elevates, shoots, no good. Rebound goes back to Spitzer. She'll go with the left hand in the lane. Batted back to Spitzer. 13 seconds, backs it out to Burdner. Burdner goes on the drive, gets in deep, blocked by Straub. 7 seconds, Gaddy running with Wright. Gaddy takes it all the way in, off the window, got it! Wanted a foul through the end of that play, goes to the floor. Boy, Gaddy just running nonstop for the last 2 minutes of that one. 20-17 is where we end. A three-point game was where we settled a lot of time during that one. We're at the half here. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break. We'll get the numbers, get ready for the second half of this one. I expect it to go down the wire like this. 20-17 Western leads on WKHM.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at the half, 20-17 Michigan Center. Trailing but scoring that last bucket on the run out. Neither team shot it particularly well, Brian, and that I don't know if it stays that way, this could go kind of like this, just calling down, missed shot, rebound going the other way, missed shot, rebound going the other way. Both teams are I don't know, the effort's there. I haven't seen a ton of gross mistakes or anything that's not working, but hard to tell when the shooting's been this tough.
And I think if I'm a coach right now, I open the locker room door, let the music that's playing right now pop in and say, girls, don't stop believing. You know, like, if you're open, take the good shot. They got to start falling because we just witnessed two so-called shooting performances.
Yeah.
I don't think they could do worse.
Yeah, from two teams that have players that are tremendous shooters.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the totals, as I'm about to give you, will prove to
yeah. Let's get
in fact,
numbers.
I'll go ahead and give them to you right now. For Western, we had Kelly Spitzer with 4 points, Lola Beardner with four, Madison Redovich with two, Becca Brushhaber two, and then the two stars, Rhea Hitt four and Aubrey Allen four. So if you're the Cardinals and you say, hey, we're going to hold those two to four, you would kind of think you might be up 10,
yeah,
not down three.
How about for the Cardinals?
Well, for the Cardinals, McKinley Gaddy does have 10, leading the all scorers. Reese Wright with just one, Mackenzie Withers with two, and May Reese View with four. Kara Straub held scoreless in the first half.
And she was in and out of the game more than we anticipated she might be. So using her sparingly or maybe keeping her fresh for the second half, but didn't seem to harm them necessarily all the time, although Aubrey Allen doing what she does and getting the lion's share of the rebounds tonight. So Straub and her had at least battled a couple times. So we'll see how that goes in the second half. Noteworthy, both Reese Hitt and Mayreese View got two fouls early in the first quarter. Both kind of used sparingly, but used. So they still maybe feel like they're in the game plan and in the rhythm. They didn't just get, you know, go to the bench and be cold, sitting for 10 minutes. But neither one picked up the third foul either, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's big. I suppose, you know, I thought if somebody got in early foul trouble, that'd be a big advantage. But with both those two, it might now come, you know, will one of them pick up a third early?
Yeah.
If it's not early, they might not miss any time.
Exactly. And I wouldn't expect any of those. I wouldn't expect any of those, either of those coaching staffs to be planning on taking either of those kids out of the game at any point in the second half if you don't have to, because
it might be a little easier for Rhea too. Western playing some mostly zone, mostly that 1-3-1, and in that you can kind of hide yourself and not get into foul trouble, whereas Mayreese was out guarding guards, and I know she even kind of reached in. I heard the coaching staff yell, "Don't reach," because you definitely don't want to pick your third one up with a reach.
You almost don't want to say that if you're a coach either, because you don't want to give the official a cue to say, "Hey, she reached in."
You're right about that.
Yep. So we're, again, heading toward the second half, 20-17, our score. Let's take another three-minute break, and when we get back, we'll get ready for the second half. Our loan update, our last update from over at Napoleon, the Lima Christie Titans were leading that 32-29 over Grass Lake at the half. But we got a lot more basketball to play over there and a lot more here. We're back in 3 minutes on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hey, we got to give it up for our favorite, I don't know, all-purpose guy here at Harper Creek. Switched the net out. I saw him get the ladder, and then by the next thing I looked, it was already gone. It switched. New nets. That must have been the problem with making shots at that end of the floor. The net was broken.
Well, then he better fix the other one, too. It was broken on both sides. And it's going to come down to which team can get a little bit hot. I also think, Steve, which star doesn't try to do too much. You're right. Going to have to let that game come to you because everybody's being keyed upon.
Yeah. Becca Brushhaber passes it in. Rhea hit into the corner for Burdner. Looks to the lane. Spitzer cutting. Nothing there. Good deep. Drives against Best. Gets in the lane. Floater off the window. Burdner under control that whole time. Concentration. Made that shot 22-17. Early bucket here for the Panthers. Michigan Center out at the top. Gaddy got a screen there from Straub. Goes left side. Gives the corner for View. View dribbles out to the wing now, all the way out to the top. Straub trying to post up at the high post. There's a dribble move. View passes out to Carson Smith. There's Gaddy slicing in into the corner for View. Steps back. Little step through and took an extra step to do it. And they'll turn that back over.
I'd like to see that Straub ball screen up top, but I'd like to see her roll and try to get a little mismatch.
End of three over at Napoleon Lumen, still holding on to a 45-42 three-point lead. There's a near knockaway at the Cardinals. Spitzer drives, backs it out to Brushhaber. Dribbles into the elbow, loses it, now goes to the floor. Gets it away, though, to Burdner. She goes in the lane again, puts it up. Kind of awkward. Brushhaber comes out with a miss. Rhea hit on the wing, drives, pulls up off the dribble. Missed and rebounded by Best. Gaddy looking to run. Nobody running with her. Now she's got some running mates, but Western's back. Skips it over to View. Spots up for a long two-point shot. Halfway down comes out. Smith rebounds it. Blocked by Allen. Now it drops down to Smith, and she gets it to Best. Carson Smith from the floor getting the assist to Ella Best.
Do you get two assists if it's from your booty?
Something should count more. Spitzer get a double screen at the top, goes right side, backs out to Allen on the top of the key, swings in the corner. Burdner for three, no. Kind of caught side backboard. Now out to Gaddy, gives it up to View. Spots up, a step inside the two-point shot, and rebounded by Smith, backs out Gaddy, open for three this time. That one goes up high, tapped, and good job by View to keep that alive. You can see she's a little more untethered with only two fouls. Gaddy steals the outlet. Drives in, floats it over Allen, and scores it, 22-21. We got a one-point game here. You know, with all those outlet passes, Allen throwing it down the floor, that gives a defender who's aware time to step in front, and that time Gaddy did just that. They're double-teaming Rhea Hitt.
We know Gaddy does her homework, too. Yeah.
There's a drive by Burdner, and Gaddy got a hand on it. It was loose for a moment. Now near steal View in the corner. 21-22. This game continues to be excellent. 5:30 to play here in the third, and we got a one-point game. Couple subs for Coach Beckman.
It's been a Western three-point lead for a good deal of the game, and then they stretch it out even to six or seven, then Center comes back. This is Center's chance maybe to finally take their first lead. We'll see how Western responds.
Inbound to Spitzer, drives on View, then pivots to the left side. Good finish with the left hand for Spitzer. 5:20 to play, back out to a three-point lead. View back the other way now against Dean, drives to her right. Gets in between, all the way to the basket. Missed that layup. Smith saves it, but it goes to Dean. Gaddy comes to swipe. It's loose. Smith dives. Out to Gaddy. Gaddy drives. Double teamed across the lane to View. She shoots and draws a foul, and that'll be free throws for Maryse View.
Boy, that Cardinal backcourt just keeps coming at you, doesn't it?
Relentlessly. And, yeah, it's been nice to see that effort from View. And I bet there haven't been a lot of games where she comes into the second half having played that few minutes in the first. Maybe a little fresher than normal as she rattles in the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw. Our third quarter tonight brought to you by Top Line Apparel, supporting the Western Panthers. Hit and Allen back into the game as Brushhaber will go to the bench and Spitzer.
I know if you count Travis, there's two Gaddies out there, but McKinley plays to where you sometimes think there's three or four Gaddies.
There may be more. View hits both, and we're back to a one-point game, 24-23. Dean to inbound. Nobody back to get it. That's been Spitzer all the time, and she stepped over the line. And they'll give it back to the Cardinals under their own basket here. 5:04 to go third quarter, 24-23.
That's why you teach that inbounder to get back a step so that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Inbound, View steps in, catches. Three-pointer, short. Straub bats it keeps it on this end for the Cardinals. Cut, view, left-hand block. Great block, Rhea hit. She gets the ball in the backcourt, double team, gives it up to Allen. Allen will dribble over the timeline with Carson Smith face guarding Rhea hit. She comes to get it, now goes on the drive. And we'll get a whistle. Should be on the floor, but they're going to call it two shots. I thought if they're going to call the foul where the contact was, but that'll send Rhea hit to the free throw line. 4:43 to play, third quarter, 24-23. Rhea hit at the free throw line for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Thank you to Western Schools, our first quarter sponsor. Top line apparel for the third and fourth quarters. And a little bit in the second, too. What the heck? As Hitt makes the free throw. Lead goes back to two.
You know, when you're being hounded like Rhea Hitt is, and someone's face guarding you and not even letting you get the ball, sometimes just making free throws and getting them up to the rim are tough because you're exerting all your energy just to get open, and she did hit front iron, but it curled in.
That one's short. Rebounded by Straub. And gets it out to view. Top speed view to Gaddy, back to view, and Allen comes out and swats that jumper out of the air, but it'll stay Cardinal ball. Withers into the game for the Cardinals. It's Gaddy, Straub, Withers, View, and Wright. They go into motion. Inbound goes to Straub. She turns and looks. She will take that three sometimes. She goes for the pull-up a couple steps in. Allen comes out to challenge. Rebound by Redovich. Western the other way. Hit in transition. She might go here because she'll have to deal with that double team. Goes around the defense and scores one off the window. 27-23. Lead back to four for Western. 4:20 to play. View finds Wright on the wing. Instead of shooting, she drives. Floats it. No good. Rebound. Who else but Allen? We get a tie-up attempt from Withers. I think we got a foul call against her.
By the way, how many, we talk about this every game, how many shots does Aubrey Allen just change in effect? People are taking it in there, and she might not be getting a block, but they're afraid.
There she gets Rhea hit on the run. She goes into the elbow, floats one up, and we get a foul call, and I think that might be number three on Mary's view. No.
Cardinals caught a break, I think, on that one.
4:06 to play here in the third, 27-23. Rhea hit at the free throw line. Carson Smith going to come back into the game.
We'll see if Rhea kind of makes that adjustment, gets a little more legs into it.
5:36 to play in the fourth over at Napoleon as that first one goes in for hit. Any guess on the deficit?
I think Lumen's up six.
Three. 48-45. It's been staying at three every time we get a check-in, pretty much. 4:06 to play. Yeah. Ready to hit it. Second chance here, leading by five. Make it six on that make. 6 points here, 3 points there. View takes the inbound for the Cardinals. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws in our third quarter, brought to you by Top Line Apparel. High post for Straub, turns and looks, pulls up. Going off backboard. Went real high with that one. Rebounded by Brushhaber. She gets it to Allen to bring it over the timeline. It's Carson Smith face guarding Rhea hit. She gets a cut to the basket, gets in there, floats one, and scores. That's a, with that face guard, they've been able to kind of back cut.
Yep.
And Allen's such a good passer. She's been finding her on the money. 31-23. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout. 60-second commercial break. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Everything from the defensive end.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3:42 to go here, 31-23 in the third, and there's a steal. Redovich out to Brushhaber on the baseline, skips it across to hit. She gets another floater, and Straub on the block attempt's going to foul, and that'll send Rhea hit back to the free throw line. 3:33 on the clock here, 31-23, and this is potentially the largest lead of the game now for Western. 5-point difference over there at Napoleon. Titans lead with 5 to play over there. And hits, free throw goes. Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line.
Rhea Hitt starting to take over this game offensively. 8 points now in the third quarter, looking to make it 9 here.
And got it. 33-23, 10-point lead, 13 points for Rhea Hitt. And Reese View goes left side to Carson Smith. Best down on the baseline. Skips across town. Now high post drop. Turns like pump fakes. Allen off her feet. Gets in deep. Goes with the left hand. Left it just short. Allen rebounds. She dribble over the timeline.
It was a good move by Straub.
Allen looks at the three. Won't go. Goes left side. Berdner comes to get it. Now Berdner looks to penetrate. Driving on Smith. Gets in and puts it up and scores. Kind of runner. 35-23. 12-point lead now. Gaddy back to View. View dribbles across. Gets in the free throw line. Skips it out to Best on the wing. She catches it. Fires for three. No good. Rebound. Taft long. Grabbed by Berdner. She gives it back to Allen. Allen headed to Davenport College to play next year. Deep three fake by Hitt. Gives it to Allen for a triple. And that goes 38-23. 2.5 to play. And we're going to Greg View timeout. It's just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here.
Game has gotten out of hand.
It's a quick swing too. What had been 3 for so long, now it's 15. And just by the shooting for Michigan Center, it doesn't seem like they can get that back. And we'll see what they can do. And they really, we haven't seen much opportunity to score for Michaela Gaddy at all. Or McKinley Gaddy, excuse me.
Yeah, and Kara Straub on that. Like maybe 2 possessions ago, got there in the high post against that zone, gave a little up fake, and I think that's what she kind of needed to do. She got Allen off her feet and took it to the hole, but just missed the layup.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of things, maybe go inside out, and you get that catch and shoot opportunity, it's a lot easier. Western showing some pressure again.
Yeah, full court press for the Panthers to get into View. She's trapped in the corner, so have to get out of there. There's Gaddy cutting across, and we get a collision. And that's going to be number 3 on Rhea Hitt. In that collision.
Well, Hitt made it a long time. I'm telling you what, with 15-point lead and her with 3, I'm taking her out for a moment.
They get it to View. She gets a screen for Moore against the 2-3 zone, driving View into the corner for Smith. She drives, pulls up off the dribble, floater is short. Aubrey Allen with the rebound. Gets it out to Rhea Hitt. Back to Allen. It's been a change where they let Allen kind of bring it over the timeline. They give it back to Hitt. Now back to Allen. It's a two-person game out there. Hitt's got it now with View on her. Back to the top for Allen. Looking to swing now. Goes back left side for Rhea Hitt. Skips across for Brushaver to the top for Berdner. Now she swings it back to Hitt on the left wing. Double team comes. Allen top of the key. Drops it down. And Berdner makes a good move. Just left it short on the shot. Rebounded by Gaddy. She's got a save and it goes into the backcourt for Brushaver. Western keeps it on their end. Berdner top of the key. Allen spots up triple. No, up high off the back rim and on the top of the backboard. Grabbed down there by Leah Moore. Gets it up to Gaddy in transition. 38-23. We're down to a minute 28 and a half. In the third. In the corner, Gaddy spots up for a 3 there. Quick release. Buries it. Huge shot for the Cardinals. Makes it 9 points for them this entire quarter. 1:14 to play. 38-26. They trail 12. Down to Redovich. And yeah, rare bad pass by Aubrey Allen. Just kind of threw it past the open player.
That might be the first mistake I've seen her make in about 42 minutes of gameplay between last game and today. That's pretty good ratio.
Coach Beckman takes your advice. Rhea Hitt goes to the bench. And Spitzer comes back in for the Panthers. View. Sharing it with Gaddy. Dean coming out to play that top spot in a 1-3-1. Now right side for Gaddy. Gaddy back over left side for Smith. Pump fakes, looks to drive, gives it up to Moore. Hands off to View on the perimeter. Skip pass to Gaddy. Takes a deep triple. up high off back rim, bounces twice. Best tries to save it. It goes out of bounds off the Cardinals. It'll be Western ball.
Well, I thought, too, if center could score, they could put on a press with Noah Ray a hit.
Oh. She's coming back.
Yeah, smart there, I think. Especially if they plan on just getting one shot.
Mm-hmm. Hit gives it up to Spitzer in the backcourt. 36 seconds in the third quarter. There's a Moore with a steal. And Spitzer just made the pass to the wrong spot. Moore, good defensive back play there. Down to View in the corner. She dribbles into the lane. Lefty shot up and off the window. Get it to fall. 38-26. 16 seconds and View pressuring in the backcourt. And Brush Haber over the timeline. They're getting a timeout here for Western. We'll keep it here. 11.7 seconds to go third quarter. 10-point game. I do have an update from Napoleon. And Lumen Christie leads by 7 with 4 minutes to play.
Tell you what, Steve. That was a good timeout by Coach Beckman from Western. Brush Haber was about to be trapped right there, right over the half-court mark where you don't want it. One thing we do know about this Michigan Center team, they will not give up. They're going to keep coming at you. Question is, can they make enough shots to stay in this thing?
Yeah. Couple makes there. Well, at least Mary's View, who's been held in check pretty well. 8 points.
Yeah, 8 for her.
15 for Gaddy to lead the way. And then who else? You know, we got, what, 2 points?
Yeah, for Reese Wright with 1, Bass with 2, and Withers with 2. That's it.
Straub
still scoreless.
Yeah. And she had a really good look and just left it off a little short with the left hand. I can't believe how many shots we've seen taken with the left hand by right-handed players today.
Yeah. 14 points from the Western role players, just 5 from the Michigan Center. And that's 9-point difference in a 10-point game. We talked about that.
That would spell out what we've kind of said in the pregame. Allen gets the inbound out to Spitzer. Dribbles left side into the left wing for Dean for 3, and that's going to go up high off the backboard. Rebound tapped out, and Gaddy chases it down. Fires it. Ooh, it looked good from over here at half court. We're out of time for the third quarter. We got 8 minutes to play and a 10-point advantage for Western. 38-28 our score, back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Michigan Center ball to start our final set here. Last update in that other game, 57-49. Lumen leads with 91 seconds to play. We're down to 7:50 here. Quick skip across an open look for Carson Smith and another missed shot. And on the rebound attempt, they're going to call it off Araya hit, and it'll stay Cardinal ball. Looked like Ella Best hit it out, but official disagreed. He had a better angle than we do from the chair here. Into Straub, and she makes a good slide move, but again, the finish just isn't there. They get it out to Ray, a hit on the run. Crosses left side, now goes up and under. Floats it to herself, gets the rebound, and makes the second shot.
Ray is pretty good at that, following her own shot and staying with it.
Gaddy gives up to Smith. She pumps. Backs it out to Gaddy. Now in the corner for Bass. Step back, triple. Off the rim. Looked good from here for a moment. Rebounded by the Panthers. Allen gives it up to Spitzer in the backcourt. Spreads the D out. Now under the wing for Berner. They swing it all the way left side for Hit. Screen for Hit. She drives. Pass a double team. Floater. No. Hit another offensive rebound. Put back no good. This time pulled out of there by Gaddy. And get a foul against Allen reaching in. Yeah, Aubrey Allen just mad if anyone else but her gets that rebound.
Yeah, just her first. But how about Rhea Hitt right on cue, missing a shot, getting her own rebound, keeping it alive.
She'll go to the bench here at the 6:57 mark, 40-28 our score. Mayreese View over the timeline. Right side Gaddy from the wing. Straub there to screen. Now Gaddy passes to her instead. She makes a move to the basket. Into the lane. Skips in the corner. Pump fake. View. Double team. Skip across. Smith into the corner. Best. Fakes the spot up. Moves to the left. Fires a three. There it hits. 3-point make for the Cardinals. 40-31. Lead cut down to 9.
Nice little shot fake and little sidestep three.
6:29. They pass it through to Birdner in the corner. Into the high post for Spitzer. Knocked away Gaddy. View gets it up to Gaddy on the run. She goes toward the basket. Posted with the left hand. We'll get a foul call, and that'll go against Zach Brushaber down there. And she's slow to get up. That was a hard collision.
Yeah, that's always tough when you get a foul and take the brunt.
Sarah Z, the trainer from the Cardinal bench out there.
Well, you know she's getting the finest of care.
Yes.
With Sarah Z's
no question.
In the house.
I don't like, I mean, it's weird because she's clearly in pain the way she's kind of writhing, but it also means she didn't twist an ankle or anything like
that.
You know.
Well, it looked like Gaddy just kind of leaned in and maybe caught her in that midsection with the shoulder.
Went knocked out, or let's hope it wasn't something noggin to noggin. Gaddy seems fine. She'll shoot free throws here, likely. 6:17 to play fourth quarter, 40-31. Western leads it here. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Top Line Apparel, supporting the Western Panthers. They do that a lot for us when we do Western games. They get on board and support that community. Thanks to Western Schools, our first quarter sponsor. Lomar Machine and Tool, East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Jackson College, the Jets, we had a lot of fun covering them. And I know Coach Johnston with a close connection to Western. Both of his boys graduated from here.
Wonder if he's in the house.
I haven't seen him, but normally he would come and say hi.
That's true. Well, Brushaber, I guess we shouldn't assume she's just, we kind of were thinking maybe it was a wind thing, but she's staying on the ground. But as far as the play goes, losing her is very important because she's one of those calming people. When she gets the ball, you don't worry that she's making bad decisions. And you know Michigan Center is going to be bringing pressure for this last 6:17, and that's going to put, I think, Redovich might be the one that's coming in for her.
Yeah, and the three-point make by Best is huge. It gets it down to single digits. You start getting the Cardinals maybe a little life and feeling like they got, you know, let's keep working because we can cut this down, make a couple shots. And that had to be the tough part for them all along, is just not, the shots weren't going in.
Yeah, and McKinley Gaddy's going to go to the line here, so you go 2 for 2, cut this to 7, and be able to set up your press.
Yeah.
And we know from all kinds of games like this, if you can get the lead down to even 5, that's when pressure starts kicking in. So it does look like she's kind of maybe got a little whiplash or something.
Maybe the neck.
Like the neck area.
Grimacing just to sit up into a sitting position.
Let's hope it's one of those things that hurts more at the time and you get to go off to the bench for a moment.
And then you're fine. We see that a lot, don't we?
You do.
Where it's kind of painful and it looks like it could be serious. And then, you know, a few minutes game time later, they're back out there running full steam. Even now, her grimace is going away a little bit.
And Sarah Z kind of chuckling about some things with Coach Beckman, so that's usually a positive sign. I got a feeling we'll still see her again
before
this game's over.
Although
the way she's blinking, you hope that's not some kind of concussion. And as well they should, but they're very careful with concussions these days.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, right now, Western's 6 minutes away from playing next Monday.
8-point lead for Lumen Christie, 30 seconds to go. So it looks like the Titans likely move on. to a game on Monday night, and I can't remember where they had to travel to now. Oh, Lumen.
Oh, they
home
got
game for the Titans in the regional. Yeah.
Wow. You know, I have people always ask me, "Well, why does so and so get a region?" Yeah, and the truth is, you just have to put in for it, and if you have a decent gym, you can get it. So,
yep.
Get on your athletic director. Tell him to put in for these things.
Which is funny because I had a Harper Creek student standing by when we were getting ready, and he said, "Hey, who's playing tonight?" And I said, "Michigan Center and Western." And he said, "Wait, I'm confused. How come they're playing in our gym?" So clearly, he's not dialed into the news, the information. Just a 12-year-old youngster, but I said, "Yeah, well, Harper Creek lost. They're the host school."
You know, I said I wouldn't be surprised to see Becca Brushhaber again, but looking at her, the way she's still grimacing, and kind of almost laying on the seat over there, I hope I'm right, but maybe I will be wrong that we won't see her.
6:17 to go. 9-point lead. Gaddy at the free throw line for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning leaves that one short. And that's the obviously the bad part of the injury is that Brushhaber is injured, but for Gaddy, it's all that time over there to stand and get cold. But she's that kind of player. She hits the second one. Lead is 8. 6:17 to go. Cardinals into kind of a half-court trap here. Spitzer going back and forth with Hit. Now to the middle for Allen. Allen goes back to Hit. And there's where they try to trap at the timeline. They throw it over to Spitzer. That was a dangerous pass. Spitzer does go get it. Western. Spitzer carries it all the way over and gives it up to Hit. 6 minutes. Ray Hit out near the Beaver logo. Now goes to the side where the double team comes. Goes up to the top for Allen. Back to Hit on the right wing. Corner for Spitzer. Feeds it into Allen. Skips it across. Burdner. Pump fakes but won't shoot out to Hit. Taking a lot of time off here. Hit back cut. Give and go. Partially blocked. Best, but guess who gets it back? Rhea Hit. And she puts it off the window to score. Inbound to Gaddy. Gaddy in the middle of the floor. Right side now. View spots up. No, back to Gaddy at the top. She'll take the triple. And hits it. 35-42. Cardinals trail by just 7 now. And they get to set up their press after the make. Spitzer in the backcourt with Redovich.
They almost got a steal off this last time.
Yeah, and there is one. That was Spitzer threw right to Gaddy. Turnover. Cardinals transition. Open look. Carson Smith catches. Fires. 3. No. Yes. Oh. No again. I thought that was going to roll in. 3 bounces. 5 minutes to play and a near miss. 42-35, and it's going to get a timeout for Coach Beckman. Straub coming back onto the floor. And it's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast.
And again,
4:58 to go, 42-35 Western leads.
Ella Best did hit one a little bit ago, but other than that, if your name isn't Kinley Gaddy, those threes just are not going in for Michigan Center.
Yeah, she's got 19 points, and she'd like to have about half of that, but have three other players have made up for that. It's the shots have been open, they're just not going in. And yeah. You can't be mad. The Cardinals players, they're taking good shots. Best made that one, but that feels like the only one that wasn't McKinley Gaddy.
Yeah, and I've seen Carson Smith and Reese Wright both make threes plenty. They're just, it's just not happening for them tonight.
Under 5 to play, 42-35, Cardinals trail by 7. Let's see what they do with the sideline inbound. Still in the backcourt here, so the Cardinals can trap. It looks like they're going to pass into the backcourt for Spitzer. Spitzer tries to feed to Allen. It's going to go off View's foot, so that'll essentially get it into the front court here for the Panthers. And somebody's got to take it out. Burdner's going to come over to do it. Throws it into Allen. So over the timeline here, 4:50 to go, 42-35 Western. Spitzer on the left wing. Pressured out there by View. Deals with the pressure, and we'll get a foul call against View on a hand check. Is that her third now?
That's just 3, yep.
So after getting 2 really early there, she didn't manage to wait till now. We do have a final now for the Lumen Christi Grass Lake game. Titans win it 64-53. There's an inbound that was went awry. Oh, fortunate to still get it. Western Spitzer drives all the way down to the baseline. It's to back it up to Burdner. Now she'll drive, floats, short. Gets her own rebound back. It's loose out to hit. Look at Gaddy dive. Ties it up. Jump ball arrow will stay with Western, but a great effort by McKinley Gaddy to go and dive on that one. Boy, Western just continues to get misses, but offensive rebounds, and that was another one that the Cardinals looked like they had and just burden are able to squeeze it out of there.
Yeah, that was an 80-20 ball in favor of Rhea Hitt, and Gaddy still came up.
Yeah, that dive was tremendous. So both teams continue effort. Big shot for three at the top from Aubrey Allen. And Best coming through with the rebound, and Hitt's going to bump her, and it gets called for a foul on the loose ball.
Not just a foul, but foul number four with 4:19. Now what do you do?
Well, they take Hitt out for Dean. 42-35, so still a seven-point game. Can Michigan Center score 7 points? I mean, I'm not trying to be.
Yeah, no, I tell you what, if they can score with no Hitt in the game and you put that press on.
It's a different look, yeah, for sure. But there's a back cut for View. Floats one off the side backboard. So even though Allen doesn't block that, she changed that shot. Allen being back there changed that shot as Gaddy tries to steal from Spitzer at midcourt. We'll get a foul against McKinley Gaddy. This is her first foul this far into the game. That's crazy because I feel like for the first couple years watching McKinley Gaddy, she never got this far into a game without having a couple.
That was actually a smart foul, too, because Mary's View had hit the deck and was having trouble getting up.
Yep.
And they were going to be like a hockey team shorthanded.
Now Gaddy kind of pulling the girls in to say, hey, that's what we're doing, remember.
Yeah, well, this is part ball on the part of the floor where the Cardinals can kind of put that same pressure on. And it's going to have to be Aubrey Allen catching it at the high post and making the right decisions, I think.
Yep. Spitzer gets a step on View, gets it over the timeline, left side for Redovich. Redovich going to get trapped on the wing, though, to the middle of the floor for Spitzer. Drop it down to Allen on the block, making a reverse move. Good defense, but she gets the loose ball back. Another Panther offensive rebound and a make for Aubrey Allen. Cardinals, a drive by Gaddy, gets in and just leaves it short, taps it. Straub had a chance at it, and Dean's going to squeeze it. Throws it away to View. Great defense by Mary's View. Missed the shot. Now Dean's got it, and now Gaddy will commit the foul. 44-35, a nine-point lead for Western after the Aubrey Allen second-chance bucket. 3:28 to play, and the Cardinals' chances are slimming up, and they've had so many opportunities down there to get a miss and a rebound and haven't been able to. Superior effort by Western on the offensive glass.
Tell you what, here's where, if I'm Michigan Center, I am going for any trap, but the minute Dean or Radovich touches it, I'm going to make them prove they can hit free throws.
And there's a drive blocked by Spitzer. I didn't see who got a hand on that. Aubrey Allen somehow comes up with the ball again, and they foul her under the block. Gaddy again.
That is. Gaddy went from 0 to 3. In about, what, less than a minute?
If you're just joining us, we do have a final from the Lumen Christi game, although if you're just joining us, you were probably listening to that game. 64-53 as Allen makes from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Top Line Apparel. Other sponsors include Jim Winter Auto Group, King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, Kelly Express Mart. On the pregame and postgame, 3:16 to play, and now it's a 10-point lead again for the Panthers, and 11 with the make by Allen from the free throw line.
Allen's had a great game tonight.
Gaddy over the timeline for the Cardinals. Move to the basket, gets it up off the window, and missed again. Rebound nearly grabbed by Morton, can't squeeze it. Now we'll get a tie-up. It'll be Withers tying it up, and that keeps the possession with the Cardinals. Boy, just the rebounding deficit for the Cardinals has been a huge difference maker.
I hear Rhea Hitt goes out with four fouls about a minute and 10 seconds ago, and the lead actually expands for the Panthers.
Unexpected for sure. On the cut, View cuts to the basket. They give it in to her. Gaddy comes out to get it. Behind the back, and scoops it to View into the elbow. Pull-up jumper goes. And now on the inbound, Redovich goes to get it. Cardinals looking to press Smith. Now Redovich. Go back to Spitzer. Middle of the floor for Allen. Back to Spitzer. Get over the timeline. Now Spitzer looks to penetrate into the corner for Burdner. She'll pull it out. 2:35. Now she drives. Lose her footing for a moment. Gets to the basket. Up strong. Rebound. Allen got the putback again. Aubrey Allen. 2:26 to go. 48-37.
How many offensive rebounds is that?
It's I wasn't counting, but I wish I would have. Long rebound on the miss by the Cardinals. Dean gets it, stolen away from her by Smith. Gets it out to View. View gets in, leans in. Double team comes out to Withers and pulls up. Missed. Great offensive board by Gaddy in the putback. She was right spot, right time. Timeout for Coach View. 9-point deficit for the Cardinals. 2:04 to play.
Gotta believe Rhea Hitt's coming back in now.
I believe that as well. And I didn't see how long we're going to take the timeout for. Full timeout. Let's take 30 seconds. 2:04 to play. 48-39. Cardinals trail with the timeout on WKHM. Back in 30.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof. Then you need the best dumpsters in town. Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best. 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters. The right dumpster for your job.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, Cardinals know what they need to do now. It's going to be tough, down by nine. Starts with a stop here. Rhea hit back onto the floor. Redovich to inbound. Hit Dean, Allen, and Birdner. Allen gets over the timeline to hit. She'd love to just hold on to it here. 155 to play, 48-39. They're going to foul. She'd love it to be her. So would Coach Beckman, I'm sure. Hit trying to dribble and attack while View. Now the double team comes. They make her give it up. They get it to Allen. Allen goes back to hit. Gaddy with three fouls going to follow her. And they'll get the whistle against Gaddy on the reach, and that'll send hit to the free throw line for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Does that mean you kind of wish they are just a little late?
Right. You don't want them to be like days late or something. But
just be 10 minutes late.
No dimes, huh? Hit makes that one nothing but net. That's our best looking free throw yet as the clutch time comes around. Kara Straw back onto the floor. Spitzer comes back into the game.
8 for 10 from the line. But a lot of them just coaxing their way in, aren't they?
Not that one, though. Just trying to do some damage to that new net they put up. Gets them both in. We get a substitution. Reese Wright coming back onto the floor. Carson Smith will go to the bench. All right. 11-point deficit for the Cardinals. 96 seconds left. Gives it up to View. View works to the right wing. Good defense by Spitzer. Takes a hard bump on the screen. View just dribbling around for a while. Here comes Gaddy. Behind the back gets screened from Straub. Straub rolls. Knocked away. And wow, Gaddy bulldozes to the floor. No call. Straub drives. Tries to pull up the shot. Gets fouled. Wow. McKinley Gaddy going up to the official. That should have been a whistle. It was a good defensive play initially. He looked away, and the follow-through took Gaddy down hard.
Straub going to the line, looking for her first point of the game.
74 seconds remain, 50 to 39.
And Kara averages, what were we told, like 11 points a game maybe?
Yeah. Bends the knees, gets it up. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line as she hits.
Well, I am happy to see that just for her as the senior, although I don't know if it matters if you go out saying I scored one or none,
zero,
but yeah. I guess one is still better. You don't want the goose egg, do you? And I say go out, there's still a minute 14, but it would take somewhat of a miracle for the Cardinals to come back.
Yeah. Second free throw for Straub. That one's going to go up high off back rim, knocked away, and they'll call it out off of Western. Yeah. Do they have Cheryl Miller over there on the bench? I think that Reggie Miller line, but Cheryl. Maybe better than Reggie. Inbound from View into Straub. Oh, shoot. Maybe over three. Gives up to Gaddy. Good pass, Gaddy. Short. Long rebound grabbed by Straub. She'll pull up from the free throw line and missed. There's going to be hit chasing after that, and they get Mackenzie Withers with a reach really quick. 102 to play. 50-40 is our score.
Nine for 11 for Rhea Hitt. This is the other thing. You can have a plan to say, hey, we're not going to let Rhea get the ball. She's so strong, and she's got quickness. She's tough to just keep from getting the ball.
They were a little discussion about who that foul was actually called against. They had it on number 12, who isn't on the floor. Maybe doesn't exist.
I think that's the Mackenzie Withers ponytail covering up the 22. Rhea gets the first.
Trying to get a good photo of her from the stripe. 62 seconds, 52-40. Mackenzie Withers off the dribble, pull-up jumper goes. Good-looking shot. Where was that? I mean, she hit another one like that earlier. Few and far between, but kind of just a free-for-all on the press there by the Cardinals, and they'll grab hit again. Mayreese View, 48.7 to play, 52-42 the score.
You know, hit just along with just about everybody. Slow first half, only four at the half, but she keeps marching to the line. She's going to keep adding to that point total. She'll end up with over 20 tonight.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's a luxury to have if you're a coach and you got a player who's your star and also that person who wants the ball at the end to shoot those free throws, taking on that clutch free throw role.
And she's strong enough and capable enough to go get the ball, despite how many people you put on her.
She gets them both from the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Gaddy to View. Show steps back long. Two-pointer missed. And look at Withers battling Allen down there for the rebound. I like the pluckiness. Straub grabs Allen. 35.5 to play. 54-42 our score in the fourth quarter here for Top Line Apparel.
Western fans a little angry thinking that foul had a little malice to it. It was kind of a hard foul, but that's also maybe a little frustration. Oh, they are going to call it. Guess the refs thought there was some malice, too. They're going to get intentional.
35.5 seconds, and we'll, I don't know if that'll drastically change anything here, but it's the second foul on Straub.
Yeah, the ref, you can see him explaining to Coach View, saying that she just came down too hard with that hand.
And Coach View is going to be tough to sway him on that one, I think, at this point.
And at this point, it's not going to change.
Right.
Well, and I'm sure Coach View is also frustrated.
Surely.
Or Coach View.
Did you say Coach View? Did I say Coach View?
No, you said, you called him Shirley.
Oh, goodness.
We told you we wouldn't stay deep the whole broadcast.
Allen hits. The two, first two, now a third, and that one's going to go. 16 points for Aubrey Allen, make it 17, and it does.
Well, that's a nice addition to your stat line, too. Four easy free throws. They're easy when you shoot like Aubrey does.
Seconds left.
We're going to get the Cardinal bench in. Kaylee Gaddings, Nevaeh Moyer, Mackenzie Withers, Leah Moore, and Reese Wright in for the Cardinals now. And it should be Western ball.
Right, that.
And I think if I'm Coach Beckman, I'm going to do the same. You'd hate to see a sprained ankle or something.
Yeah, up by 14 or 16.
Yeah. And when the other team waves the white flag, I think it's time to get yours out, too.
I almost think the official's delaying to give him a chance to do so.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to pull out your seniors at least. Let them get that ovation here in the game.
Yeah, well, I just...
And the whole lineup, really. And like you said...
Yeah, you're going to keep going. You want Ray a hit to turn her ankle on this.
Yeah, you don't want her sitting over there next to Becca Brushaver with some late game mistake or accident. And Ray a hit still in there, though. 27 seconds. The guard straight up. Reese Wright now up to Aubrey Allen. Withers like out it. To guard her. There's a back cut hit. 15 seconds. Looks like we might end up with a final here. 56-42. Western victorious. And they'll move on. And I haven't gotten a score in the Chelsea Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard game, but Western is going to the regional semifinal, and they will be district champions here at Harper Creek tonight. 56-42, the final. 3-minute break, and we'll conclude this broadcast with the Panthers in the win on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eyrick, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eyrick at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the postgame here for a fest. Like the kind of game we expected, I think. But, boy, my mic going out a little bit there. I think Michigan Center wishes they shot it better. And we kind of, you know, we thought, I don't know, the supporting cast or whatever, who else besides the the leaders would come out here and contribute, and Western did that a little better than Michigan Center, and their two stars played great as well.
So. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. They definitely had the more complete game, and they were the complete team tonight.
Yeah. They get the trophy handed out there just now, and Western moves on. We did get an update score from Concord with a 53-36 win. The Concord Yellow Jackets are district champs again, and they'll move on to their regional. And so nice to have a few teams from the area still alive in the tournament beyond the district championship. And so it's going to be a fun postseason to continue after this. Let's go ahead and get the numbers, Brian.
All right. Well, for Michigan Center, we had Reese Wright with 1. Ella Best had 5. Kara Straub with 1. Mackenzie Withers had 4. Mayreese View with 10. And McKinley Gaddy with 21 tonight.
Yeah, Gaddy seemed to be the lone Cardinal who was able to muster up scoring. Making shots, making threes, and played a great game. Managed to really not have a foul until the fourth quarter when she started doing it on purpose. So just a complete game for McKinley Gaddy in the loss tonight. Kara Straub with an unusual effort for her. Played hard but was in and out of the game substitution-wise. And we know some other stuff on that story, obviously. And we won't air all that here in the broadcast. But I'm sure she's bummed about the outcome as a senior for the Cardinals. And good to see the smiles on the faces of the Western Panthers players too, though. And great job by their stars in a game where they did everything they could to try to take it away from them, you know. So good job by Rhea Hitt to play through all of that and still have a tremendous game and help lead the Panthers to the championship tonight.
Yeah, it's fun. Just we're kind of in the middle of all this, and I love seeing all the smiles, although I don't like seeing Becca Brushhaber and her mom embracing, and Becca clearly emotional with the injury that she's dealing with.
Yeah, we hope that she's going to be fine on Monday. That's a quick turnaround from the win. To go out and start playing again. We'll be at that game at Tecumseh on Monday afternoon. That's a 5:30 tip for that one. So we'll travel out to Tecumseh and see Western move on. And I don't like, again, sometimes it's tough for us to get all the scores while we're here in the midst of it all. But tune in on Sports Saturday with Luke Moorhead, and he'll have all those scores and matchups for you for the upcoming rounds.
Would you like to hear the points for the Panthers and how they are going to move on?
I definitely want to get those.
Well, they're moving on because of these are the following point scores. Kelly Spitzer, who did have a nice game today, with 6. Lola Burdener, also with a nice solid game with 8. Madison Redovich off the bench with 2. Becca Brushhaber with 2. And then the two big ones, Aubrey Allen, 17 points. Again, we don't keep rebounds. I have no idea how many, but it was a bundle and a slew of blocks and chain shots. And then Rhea Hitt with 23 points, even sitting a lot of the first half and some of the third quarter with foul trouble, but came in and just iced the game away with fantastic free throw shooting.
Yeah, and I think that's the noteworthy thing, Brian, is 2 fouls real early. We knew she'd have to come out for a time. We didn't know how long that might be. It ended up being she was used a little sporadically, but in and out throughout the rest of the half. Didn't pick up another foul until late in the third or early fourth. So she did a great job of managing those fouls and being able to stay out there. The other aspect of that is they were face guarding her. They were fully planning to take her away as much as they could. And she stayed strong and overcame that and still managed to go out and score 23 and lead her team. That's great.
Yeah, you have foul trouble, you're being face guarded or double teamed, and you finish with 23. Good performance.
Yeah, can't say enough good things about that effort. Although, we couldn't remember who was player of the game, and I should have written it down, but who was player of the game on Wednesday, but whoever wasn't player of the game on Wednesday is tonight. That was this kind of the same thing we saw with Aubrey Allen and Rhea Hitt, as they both stepped up, and gosh, they do what they're supposed to do, and they both do it great. So Aubrey Allen did great rebounding, passing, and yes, some scoring too. Rhea Hitt, great defense on the ball, great scoring. She did that, you know, so they both did what they do great. So whoever wasn't the player of the game on Wednesday is tonight, and I don't remember who it was, but they both are worthy of that honor. And instead of, is it still weaseling out instead of saying co-players of the game? to say it's the other one. Well, yeah, great effort by both of them. They both earned player of the game worthy performances. I will say this too: we thought that they had a better supporting crew. That outperformed the Cardinals again. Rough shooting, cold shooting from Michigan Center the whole game. It never really turned around, and so you can't overcome that necessarily. But I thought, boy, the freshmen who are coming in and playing their first time in a tournament like this, Spitzer in particular, impressed me tonight. And then you had Birdner, who was very good, very steady, and Brushhaber before going out with the injury. She was fantastic. So Western looks good. They're going to be tough. I kind of think they're maybe even rooting for Chelsea to win that other rematch. Game so they can get that rematch. But who knows? Either way, it's a tough team they'll face moving on. But they'll play Monday night. We'll be there. Monday afternoon, 5:15. We intend to be on the air from Tecumseh High School, bringing you that one. It's going to be sunny and about 62 degrees on Monday.
Oh,
so
nice.
Good traveling weather for us. You might want to listen to this game on your patio coming up on Monday. Tuesday, Concord taking on Colon. That's our other game. That's a 7 o'clock from the Igloo at Portage Northern. So, boys and girls, we continue with the coverage here at WKHM. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, Top Line Apparel, Western Schools, some of our quarter sponsors, Lomar Machine and Tool, Northwest Community Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, East Jackson, AeroQuip Credit Union, Time Coffee, Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, our pregame sponsors. Kelly Express Marts. I might have to hit them up on the way home. I definitely probably have to stop tomorrow because I'm going to be low on gas, and I want to make sure I get my rewards points. So, Brian, any final thoughts from the game tonight?
Well, final thoughts is this did kind of play out what we thought of as far as we said the difference might be the role players. The role players for Western, 18 points for Michigan Center, 6.
Yeah.
So the 12-point difference in role players was about the same difference in the margin of the game. So
yeah.
Kudos to everybody from the Panthers. We know the community out here and how much support there are, and we're seeing it. We're in the middle of it,
yeah.
And it's always a good feeling for the winning team.
Yeah, and a great season for Michigan Center once again, and I don't expect anything separate except for them to be back in a district tournament and with a chance to play for a championship again next year with Gaddy back, View back, and so many others. And a great career for Kara Straub here at Michigan Center, part of a lot of winning tradition at Michigan Center, and her contributions to them this season and while she's been here will not be overlooked. Meanwhile, Western's got some great players who are playing their final season. They get to see it last at least one game longer, and who knows, maybe even more.
Yeah, and Ella Best and Abby Hess, the other two Michigan Center seniors that see their careers come to an end, and I'm sure all the Cardinal fans would thank them for their efforts and stuff. And Ella made a big three today that started to maybe be a comeback, yeah. And just too good a free throw shooting for the Western Panthers.
Yeah, she played very well. I'll say that. I think Bass played very well, gave him good minutes, strong minutes, didn't make a lot of mistakes. But again, not a lot of hot shooting for the Cardinals tonight, but Bass did knock down a triple, and she can be proud of her performance tonight and for her career at Michigan Center, part of that great basketball tradition going all the way back to before I was there.
Yeah.
And then when I was just a youngster watching them be really good. Still a good program, and Coach View does a great job, and we look forward to his contribution going forward as well. We'll say the same nice things about Western when they're done, or maybe they just keep going.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that last a long, long time. They'll have a chance at a regional championship next week, and we'll be there for the action. In the meantime, thanks to Mark Koss.
Just going to say, put it this way, they have a chance to, we can talk about their seniors too, but maybe while they're holding up a trophy.
Yeah,
that still is a chance.
No doubt about it. Check out Sports Saturday tomorrow morning with Luke Moorhead, and he'll have all the scores and the matchups. For the producer, Mark Koss, and the professor, Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.